Well, I have a slight bit of good news if you're trying to get into the district coming from Maryland. The crash that we had on southbound 395 or the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, that crash has cleared. Travel lanes are open, but that's not going to mean much to those of you who are pretty much at the beginning of I-295 and DC-295 because it is still going to take you an awful long time to get to the 11th Street Bridge, unfortunately. But I can tell you that the crash is no longer there, so hopefully those delays will begin to ease back. Again, the delay on I-295 begins back at the Beltway all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound DC-295 slows off of Route 50 all the way back near 410 and off of the BW Parkway all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. The inbound Suitland Parkway, not a good alternate. Those delays are basically from Silver Hill Road all the way across the Douglas Bridge on to South Capitol Street. So it's really messy trying to get into the district from Maryland right now. If you're coming from the other direction, northbound 95 delays from Lorton into Springfield on to 395 in stretches all the way past Glebe Road. So that is a sizable backup. Then you're going to find the delay from the Pentagon across the 14th in the Case onto the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. That may be basically a rubbernecking delay due to the crash that was on the westbound side. If you're on southbound 95, that is also a mess trying to come out of Baltimore. It is after 195 in the Patapsco River. They had re-blocked that right lane to deal with the box truck from the earlier wreck. So that southbound delay pretty much now near 295 trying to head past the scene. The northbound rubbernecking is back from 175 all the way to 895. Traffic brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, proud to serve members of the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Our members of the mission, learn more at NavyFederal.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.